He embraced me, offered me coffee, and had me take a seat. Through the glass doors of his den, I looked out to see a few dead leaves floating on the water of his swimming pool. He listened, his cheek buried in his fist as I explained the project.
"It's a crazy idea," he said. "You'll get yourself killed fooling around down there."
But he could not hide his enthusiasm. I told him the South's racial situation was a blot on the whole country, and especially reflected against us overseas, and that the best way to find out if we had second-class citizens and what their plight was would be to become one of them.
"But it'd be terrible," he said. "You'll be making yourself the target of the most ignorant rabble in the country. If they ever caught you, they'd be sure to make an example of you."
He gazed out the window, his face puffed with concentration.
"But you know, it is a great idea. I can see right now you're going through with it. So what can I do to help?"
"Pay the tab, and I'll give Sepia some articles, or let you use some chapters from the book I'll write." He agreed, but suggested that before I made final plans, I discuss it with Mrs. Adele Jackson, Sepia's editorial director. Both of us have a high regard for this extraordinary